Welcome to Music in Progress, your window into the art of composing music. I'm your host, Michael Cook, a Bay Area composer and multi-instrumentalist. We'll delve into the depths of my creative processes that shape the music I make. Whether you're a fellow musician, an enthusiast, or simply curious about the magic behind the melodies, you'll find valuable insights, practical tips, and innovative techniques to inspire your own musical journey.
A new year, new objectives. After a well-deserved holiday break, I'm easing back into the creative flow. December proved especially productive as I completed a new love letter composition for piano and revisited the other piano works in the collection. In January, I continued this momentum by successfully transferring 6 additional pieces, excluding the orchestral works, from Finale to Dorico, bringing me closer to completing the transition of my catalog. Revisiting love letters. The transfer process was smoother than I anticipated, though not without its quirks. For the piano pieces, I had to completely redo the pedaling, as Dorico handles it differently than Finale. However, the template system made it straightforward to ensure a consistent look across the collection, maintaining the cohesive aesthetic I'd originally envisioned. While Dorico's interface is often touted as user-friendly, I frequently find myself frustrated by how unintuitive certain tasks can be. After importing one of my love letters, I needed to fix a tremolo that didn't translate well from Finale. In Finale, you simply specify the note values in each voice, apply the tremolo as an articulation, and adjust spacing. Dorico, however, requires you to input 2 notes in the same voice to fill the time. 2 quarter notes for a half note duration, then use the repeat popover, shift R, to create a tremolo. Why is this a repeat instead of an articulation? I'll never understand. It seems decisions in Dorico often favor the programmer's logic over what makes sense musically. Another puzzling design choice is the scissor icon for breaking ties. For over 30 years, that icon has represented cut in cut-copy-paste workflows. A razor blade is a more obvious symbol that would make far more sense. These small frustrations make Dorico feel like a constant research project rather than an intuitive tool. The bright side of Dorico. Despite these gripes, Dorico's playback engine is a game changer. It functions more like a proper MIDI performance system, offering a realism that Finale never managed. I've barely scratched the surface of its capabilities, but even the basics have been a huge improvement. Though playback isn't my primary focus when using the tool, it's exciting to see how much potential this feature offers as I explore it further. Planning for 2025. This time of year, I like to map out my creative goals, even though they often shift with commissions and opportunities. Having a roadmap helps me focus, so here are some of the objectives I'm setting for 2025. Building the Solo Circle music collection. Finish the pieces for the woodwinds I play, possibly record them, and release a CD or digital album. I'd also like to create a recombinant work using these pieces. Thanks for the idea, Joe. Symphony No. 4. Complete the 4th movement and rework the percussion in the 3rd movement for a larger ensemble. Piero ensemble piece. Well, a piero with alto sax instead of clarinet. Thanks, Chris. Write a piece I've been thinking about for some time now. Other chamber works. Explore new ideas for chamber music and see where inspiration leads. 10 circles. Make revisions to improve this work. Looking ahead. The year is already shaping up to be an exciting one. I'll be starting with the new solo circle music pieces, so keep an eye out for updates on those. It feels good to be back at work, and I'm eager to dive into these projects and see what the year brings.